Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. The all-new Opel Mokka. With a new visor front face and pure panel interior, this is Opel.
We're going to go to Longford now. There were some chaotic scenes there on Saturday after hundreds of surplus Pfizer vaccines were sent to a GP surgery and the staff were forced to administer the doses on a first-come, first-served basis. Dr. Paul Truick is a GP at Longford Medical Park and he joins me on the line now. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Claire.
So what happened?
What happened on Thursday morning, an oversupply of Pfizer vaccines were delivered to the surgery of Dr. Ali, who's one of the GPs in Longford Town. And I think it probably was about 1,400 or 1,500 doses when he probably had ordered maybe 50, 60.
Okay.
So there was this massive oversupply of vaccines, which couldn't go anywhere and had to be put into people's arms.
So they couldn't be sent back?
They couldn't be sent back. Once they arrived in, they couldn't be sent back. Well, that's my understanding of it. I mean, probably what should have happened is when they arrived, whoever brought them should have realised the problem and they should have just not been delivered. Mm. They could have been sent elsewhere, maybe to one of the hubs or something like that.
But you got a call.
Dr. Ali's nurse, Dr. Ali himself has been out ill. So she was more or less in charge, and she was obviously in an awful panic about what to do with the vaccines. So really, the only thing was to just give them really on a first-come, first-serve, you know, whoever arrived.
And how did you get the word out then that you had all these vaccines to administer?
Claire, I think social media is what does it all, you know. Before you knew it, there were hundreds queuing up outside his surgery.
Right.
And that went on until Saturday night. I was down there at about 9:30 and there was people queuing up and eventually I think the police had to just come and disperse the crowd because there had been people working there from 9:00 in the morning, staff of Dr. Ali, and there was staff from one of the surgeries in Athlone who came along and gave a hand and they did Trojan work. I think they administered nearly 400 vaccines on Saturday.
So whoever turned up and queued got a vaccine. Was that how it worked? You had no option but to vaccinate.
They had to be vaccinated. I mean, the other option was that they were put in the bin, and that wasn't going to be an option. So initially, I think it was on a first-come, first-served basis. But then as time went on, it was more concentrated on trying to get cohorts 4 and 7 as best we could. Now, there were calls went out to local Garda stations, people who... so the staff felt were deserving of vaccines. So we tried to get those done, but inevitably people came through the cracks and people were vaccinated, who just arrived.
Was anybody getting annoyed that if they saw people ahead of them, maybe younger people, did that arise at all? Because I would imagine, like as you explained there, the sequencing went out the window after a period of time.
Yeah, yeah. No, I didn't hear any of that sort of story. I think people were quite patient. I think people were just so happy if they were going to get it. And, you know, and even people who didn't, they were reasonable and said, look, we understand this.
Mm-hmm.
And but, you know, I think in time there will be plenty of vaccines. And that's what I was saying to people, you know, in the next few weeks. People needn't to panic at the moment.
And tell me then, you mentioned the Gardaí had to be called at one point over the weekend.
Yes.
What necessitated that call being made?
Well, see, what was happening is it was 8, 9 o'clock at night and crowds were still arriving and the staff were under pressure and they'd been there all day. So, you know, you just had to call a halt.
And what about the HSE and all of this? Did they provide any extra support to you to get the job done?
We got on to people in the HSE who acknowledged that there was a problem and a big mistake had been made, but, you know, they didn't really have any suggestions on what to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I suppose these people, they just didn't, you know, they didn't know what to do either. And no one from higher up in the HSE got in touch with us, as far as I'm aware. So it was really left to the staff on the ground. And as I say, the staff in Dr. Ali's surgery and the staff from Athlone, you know, they were just incredible.
Right, well, what a weekend you've had.
I never want to see a vaccine again.
Really?
Never.
And I'm sure you will, and I'm sure lots of people there hope that you will. Thank you very much, Dr. Paul Truick, for joining us. The HSE said that the HSE is engaged with the practice involved here to ensure that the vaccine is utilised in line with allocation guidelines and clinical judgment. But you got it there from the horse's mouth. That's what happened over the weekend. If you want to listen back to any of the items on the show, you can go to rte.ie/podcast or wherever you get your podcasts from.